Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Vaginas are absolute magic, and Ollie is here to give them the respect they deserve. That means shame-free supplements made with clinically studied ingredients to keep your pH in check and your pleasure a priority. Put yourself on top. Go to Ollie.com today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel app. Did you know the app can help you forecast more than just the weather? With allergy tracking and flu risk mapping. So you know when to stay inside and load up on podcast, as well as air quality and UV indexing. So you know when to get outside, load up on sunscreen and podcast. Forecast more of what you love with the Weather Channel app.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Hey everybody, what's up? If you are new, welcome to, or if you're returning, welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemons. Now, before we kick off the episode, be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemons wherever you get your podcasts. We also upload the video episodes to youtube.com/Chris if that is more your vibe, which is very much my vibe. I've said the word vibe too many times now, so we're gonna...
Vibe check.
Not great. Now, I also want to remind everybody to rate and review this podcast every time you listen to an episode because it helps us out astronomically. I just wanted to say that because I'm holding a microphone and it felt like I was serving weatherman. But last week, we dove into the world of dating and how, like, when dating became so brutal. And today, we are keeping our end of the bargain, and we are going to make me a Tinder account because I am entering this, I'm entering my hoe phase as if I haven't already been living in it for 29 years. Well, I guess when I was like literally a minor, I wasn't hoeing out, but I was on Sims, so it was always there. And when I was younger, my Barbies always were, they were so I just saved you that edit right there, Justin. Aren't you happy?
Thank you.
I downloaded Tinder, and
does it still look the same? I feel like Tinder is almost like going back to basics with the dating apps.
I don't know. It looks like this. If that's like it looks, I mean, it's the same logo, same flame. Create account. Oh no, are they going to use my old account if I put in my number?
We did this once on the podcast before where you made it with your friend. Oh, right. It was Hinge. Okay,
you did use a friend's number, I think, once.
Wait. We've already done this?
You made a fake one for your hot friend. You put her picture in it.
No. You randomly set it up to see how people were trolling, but this was
For audio messages.
You wanted to see the voice memos they were leaving.
Guys, I'm concerned that I don't remember this. And I literally just got off the phone with the telehealth doctor so I could get my medical card in Delaware. But we can't really talk about that on YouTube because YouTube wants us to be ourselves, but not at all. Okay, let me give my email. Sorry, doing this with one hand is a hot take. I was trying to find a stand for my mic, but I was already running late because the doctor was running 30 minutes late. I would not like to connect my Apple ID. Thank you so much. Welcome to Tinder. Please follow these house rules. Be yourself. Make sure your photos age. Oh, I should have put photos aside for this. This is going to take me forever to look through my 100. Should I take them right now?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm down. Stay safe. Play it cool. Be proactive. Always report bad behavior. No, I'm here for the bad behavior. All right. Anyways, my sexual orientation, bisexual, baby. I'm interested in seeing anyone. It says man, woman, everyone. And I'm like, anyone. I'm looking for long-term partner, long-term open to short, short-term open to long. That's what I'm looking for.
Wow. It has that?
Yeah. It has like a lot. It like has a, look at that. It's like long-term open to short, short-term open to long, short-term fun. Oh, short-term fun sounds fun. No, Chris.
Can you pick all of them?
I tried. It like only lets you school. No, that's like people don't need to know where I went to school. Oh my God, what am I into? I can't mention half of them because YouTube will send me back to the whipping chamber. But I love a spa. I love, like, what? The top choices. Harry Potter, 90s kid. SoundCloud, spa. Like, I'm not going to lead with any of these, you freaks. Oh, my God. It has so many. I'm just not going to say what I'm into. Okay. Now it's time for the photos.
You should do what you're into.
I don't have time.
I'm just helping you trying to find that special person, Chris.
Sorry, I didn't mean to snap at you. This is, like, extremely stressful to be, like, entertaining a podcast while also trying to get laid.
Well, entertaining suitors.
Should I just take selfies? Should I just, maybe I'll just take.
I think you definitely have to take a current one.
It looks like I have hearing aids in though, which is like, there's no shade to that, but I don't want, whatever. All right. That's like a cute pic, right?
That is cute.
I look like I have lice in my eyebrows though, because I bleached them and they're starting to grow back. So it's like I have roots, but they look like little dots. It's so bad.
No one will think it's lice.
You have salt and pepper eyebrows.
I have to add two photos. Okay, we're going to have to just find the most recent like selfie or let's go to my favorites. I always put good ones there. Okay, here's some cute ones. Oh my God, Chris, you are slaying the house down boots, bitch. Okay, there's me in Antarctica. Cute. Here's me. I have to always, when I'm making these, I feel like I always have to add like the outliers of like, you need a solidly ugly photo so people can be like, it won't get really much worse than this. And I can live with that. And then you also need like,
can you show us the pictures, Chris, as you're going? Cause I think
I will absolutely show the photos. I currently am still trying to decide which photos.
Hey, do any of you have pictures of Chris, like from gatherings and things like that?
I think he's good.
I just need like a really fucking ugly photo of me. Like, that's all I need. Maybe I'll just take one right now. Camera. Oh my God, no, that's like really abrasive for someone to just like stumble upon.
You could take it with your mic, with your podcast stuff, and then people won't shut up about, what's your podcast about? Podcast.
No, people will be like, what kind of scam is this? Like, what setup is this?
I have that one photo where I edited like that strap on. Remember that one? It was like a...
the Christina Aguilera one? No, I'll get banned from this. And I'm like, finally... Okay, it froze. This is... Oh, no, it didn't. Okay, wow. What a whirlwind.
Boom.
Is this like, this too real of one? Or is that like just, it's like me in bed and I think I'm probably hungover.
I'm feeling that sending the wrong vibes.
What are the vibes that I'm sending with that, Jake?
Nap time.
Like that you have COVID.
Girl, COVID goes away. I hate to break it to you.
That could be your tagline. Like COVID goes away, but my love is here to stay.
Okay. What about this one where there's like a random person in the background? Is that like a vibe? I'm making like a face, which is...
What if they think that's your partner?
What?
I'm texting you photos.
Jake, I don't want the photos you're texting. I'm afraid of what those could be. I'm genuinely worried.
Well, I don't like being tasked to find a bad one of you, because then we're just going to...
Tasteful nudes.
No. I embrace the bad selfies. Should I just do a picture of me like stuffing my face with food or something?
What are you eating?
I literally don't know. It looked fried though, and I kind of want it now. I just need a really horrendous photo so people can get the vibe of like, okay, he's not always gorgeous, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's one of me like sobbing. I feel like that's a solid one.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't get much worse than that. So, okay, we've got my pictures. Here they all are if anybody really wants to soak them up. I think, oops, my bestie is calling me. So that's got to end. Okay. Am I interested in seeing? I already said anyone. Oops, something went wrong. Please try again. Okay. They literally don't want me to be me. It's just like YouTube all over. Oh my God, guys, nothing is working. See, I think I'm banned from Tinder because they think I'm catfishing me as me.
Has that happened before?
Yes, I like literally couldn't log back into my Tinder.
Wow.
Opens unable to connect. So are you from around here? I don't want my location used. Okay, well, I guess I don't have a choice. Oh, it actually saved everything. You wouldn't want to miss notify me. Sure, turn on notifications. Oh my God, want to avoid someone you know on Tinder? Absolutely. It's easy. Share your device's contact with... no, I'm not sharing my contacts, you freak. All right, I'm not getting a tutorial. We're looking. Hope needs a dog dad. I can't show these people's photos. Oops, I just swiped left on her accidentally. I was just trying to see more photos.
Is there a way to go back and...
Oh, there is a go back. Oh my God, I have to pay for it. Get Tinder Plus. 6 months, $10 a month, save 50% off. It's $60. Just so I can go backwards on my decisions.
What's a 1 month decision? Can you do a 1 month?
A 1 month is $20.
Don't do Tinder Plus. You're good.
I'm not doing Tinder Plus even for this podcast, even for science. Next up, we have Juan who has a kid. And sorry, if anybody's going to have a kid in the situation, it will be me. We have Ray, 32. Can I see like info on these people?
Maybe not the real names.
She's into photography, music, fishing. Okay. And reading.
And reading.
We have Alyssa, who is 23. I'm an outgoing person. I am from PA, also in college. Instead, I don't want anyone in college. I am traumatized enough from college. Nicole.
What about grad school? What if they're going to med school, law school? They're going to be a vet. They're studying philosophy or something.
That's great. I am done with school. Nicole, she's a social smoker. Someone's named Chen Cakeson. Is this boring?
Well, how about, I think that you need to let the account exist for a little while because you just made it. And so you can start to build up the likes and I can maybe play a voicemail and then we'll go back to it.
Okay. All right, we're going to wait. I realize that it's just going to be me reading through people's names like it's the 84th annual Hunger Games. So we're going to do a voicemail from last week as well. If you guys don't know, you can call in to 310-844-6459 and leave voicemails. We leave the prompts on my Instagram at Chris Clemens as well as the Unhinged with Chris Clemens Instagram, but mostly on mine. But yeah, last week we had y'all call about dating, all dating questions. And so while we wait for me to get on the radar, this person has their picture as a seagull, which is very intriguing to me.
There's not any other ones?
There is. It's, I'm assuming, her chasing the seagull.
Oh, wait, I kind of like that.
I kind of do too, but I also am very confused. So yeah, we're going to wait for some people to like me and get on the map of Tinder. And then we are going to just... Wait, I don't. I lost. Honestly, I'm so distracted by the seagull making eye contact with me.
I think that means you need to like her then.
All right, fine. I'll give her a heart. Okay. Wow. This next person literally looks like he stormed the Capitol building.
Oh God.
I'm really not trying to be mean. Okay, and then he didn't. It was just a really okay. So that was his bad photo.
Wait, he made it look
like a Republican. Like maybe he took. Oh, he's polyamorous. Oh, he's into Dungeons and Dragons. That's a hard no. I'm so sorry. I'm all down for everybody to be themselves. I do not have dragons and dungeons in my wheelhouse. I just know myself. Anyways, let's get to the voicemail and hopefully some people will like me. Hopefully people like me.
Should I wait for Justin or just play?
No, fuck Justin.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
So my ex and I, we were together for 4.5 years and we're each other's first everything. And about 5 months ago, he broke up with me for one of his coworkers. And he recently broke it off with her and said he wanted me back. So we've been talking and I spent the night a few times, stuff like that. But then he said that he's not ready and he needs to take some time to be by himself and to get over his relationship with her, even though when he broke up with me, he dumped before her. And he wants me to wait for him. And I know, like, the obvious answer is, like, screw him. Like, move on.
Couldn't have said it better.
But I don't really know what to do because I don't really want to move on. But I know that he's disrespected me a lot. So I know that this is pretty obvious. But I'm in quite a pickle. So... thoughts, feelings, concerns, questions would be appreciated. Thank you.
So that is a tricky one. And as someone who constantly goes back to people who are not good for me, I'm going to tell you to run like hell. Or just like, see, I would say just like reap the benefits. And by that I mean whoop-whoop. But it's very hard to feel like what I can talk about on YouTube now. I just got a whooping this week in a meeting where they basically were like, you're awful. I mean, I would like, you know, friends with benefits, it seems like is like the happy medium. But if you have feelings, I don't think you should do anything. Like if you know he's not good, if you know he's bad, but you have feelings, you cannot... It's like me at 1 a.m. with munchies. It's like, I know it's bad and I know I can't eat it. I still do. And then I wake up feeling like shit. You like have to train yourself to not indulge yourself in things that you know are going to hurt you. And that is on what, ladies and gentlemen?
God.
Period. What? God. Aw. Little Christian white woman. God?
No one else said anything.
Me when God comes to me in church. God?
Chris, I loved your analogy, by the way. It's analogous to you and the munchies.
It came from the heart, which is about to stop, I think.
I actually think it was totally on point, though.
Thank you. Yeah, I honestly, as I was saying it, I was like, are life coaches everywhere quaking? Like, am I sweeping the industry? Still no, but I feel like I am. Okay, well, that was my answer to that. But we are going to see if Matthew, who is online now, always love to meet new people, always down for a beer or a glass of wine. I'm really shit at texting. Just bear with me. Whoa, I think I might have just found... Okay, I don't love his outfits or his poses. And I know that sounds dumb. I know that sounds shallow and petty, but you can get a lot of information of what people like post to their Instagrams and stuff, like the poses people take. Oh my God, this makes me sound like an awful person maybe, but it's just, it's my truth.
Everybody thinks this.
Like the way that some people pose or carry, it's just like, I already know that like, you seem like a great person. You're so happy and confident. I love that. I would never like your Instagram pictures. And like, anyways, that sounded so shallow, but it's just the truth. Oh my God, I think I know this person. Okay, we have Andrea, who's into horror movies, travel, tattoos, live music, and astrology. And she's petting a cow. And she honestly has cool hair. She definitely probably, I'm going to say, knows who I am, but I just hearted her. So fingers crossed. All right, we have Danica. I don't like the interface of Tinder at all. It's really confusing.
Is it different than what it used to be like?
I don't remember what it used to be like, but I don't remember being this confused. Maybe I had more will to like live and had more hope. But wow.
If you ever go out with any of these people, can we have them on the podcast?
No, absolutely not.
To see how it went?
No, but he's going to report back to us about dates.
Yeah, I'll do story times and stuff. That's so f***ed up. I'm going on dates just to have podcast content. Listen, guys, okay, we're all f***ing making ends meet in our own way. Just shut up.
You're finding love.
We have Alex who says, hey there, I'm on here for friends, dates, traveling buddies, and hopefully a oh my God, travel buddy. Will you pay for the travel? World traveler, karaoke lover. You know what? We're going to give Alex a heart. Scott 28 looks like he'd beat the shit out of me. Sarah 23 is literally so pretty, but she did like the basic. Yeah, astrology being her first interest is not surprising. I'm still going to give her a heart. There's ads?
Of course.
Xfinity Mobile, drop dead. No, I'm
kidding. You can't be surprised about that.
No, I mean, I guess I can't, but like, wow.
I wonder if Plus does ad-free.
Angel, here to make friends, a funny guy, stoner, cat dad, and tattoo lover. I have so many joke waiting to be told, so slide in the DMs if you want to have a good convo. I kind of want to have a good convo just for the fun. We matched.
Perfect.
Yay, the first match.
What do we say?
Tell me a joke, cowboy.
Tell me good joke.
Good cat dad joke.
Good joke. Okay. I just said that. We have W. Don't know if that's an... message me to connect. Not a big fan of self descriptions, video chats, plus messages.
Was this George Bush?
Interesting.
W.
Oh my God. I mean, I feel like I should just start liking everybody. Okay, this person goes to Florida. No way. All right. John, interested in hiking, traveling, working out, and chilling with my dog. See, I hate when people say, oh my God, this guy is giving just toxicity left and right. When people say they're interested in working out, I feel like there is a fine line between a normal person and an absolute maniac. John says, be career-oriented, atop, masculine, and in shape. I hate that. I hate when people are like, be in shape.
But he does know exactly what he wants, which is, I mean, I don't agree with it.
And
but
he's a bottom, which is a plus. I'm going to heart him and see what happens. Oh, God, he goes to a Florida school, too. This is a nightmare.
Florida school.
I don't know why. I just don't want to ever visit Florida. Like, that is a deal breaker. Sorry to all Floridians out there. This person is into LGBTQ rights. Denied. I am not. Whitney is 31. Good vibes only. Ooh, that might have to... I hate that phrase. Like, it's funny with, like, good vibes only. But, like, when people, like, mean it...
Live, laugh, love.
It's like when you walk into a home and someone, like, unironically has a live, laugh, love sign, and you're like, oh, I have to suddenly go.
There's always bodies in the basement.
Guys, 100%. This is Kyla. The only description. Nips are pierced. Thumbs up.
Whoa. Like her.
That is literally getting the heart from me. Just the priorities at hand are epic. We have... Oh my God. We have someone who's... Oh my God. Did someone respond? Oh wait. Someone just matched with me. Wait. Someone likes me, but I can't see it because I have to pay for it. I hate this goddamn app.
Oh my God.
This app that we live in a capitalism hell. Literally, it says, Eric likes you, recently active, match now. And I go to click on it, paywall. And now it's more expensive per month. It's $29.99 a month.
What?
Tinder has lost its goddamn mind.
What's happening?
Okay, this person is Chris, works in finance, lives in Wilmington, Delaware for fun, loves volleyball, basketball, weightlifting, and beer. LTR.
Oh.
What does LTR mean?
It's Mormon.
Oh, long-term relationship oriented.
I thought it was LDS.
Lord of the Rings.
Take that out.
I thought it was LDS too. I was like, do you know Heather Gay? I interviewed her. It says he's 6'8 and a non-smoker. There's a lot happening. We're just gonna, yeah.
That's gonna be like the best holiday card ever. Like,
it's like Justin and Justina.
Happy holidays from the Chris's.
You have to like him because that was Justin's advice.
I did. Because I'm like, anybody with my name, I will.
Find someone with
the same name.
Find someone with the same name.
Okay, so this person's name is Top, and it's a woman. And it says, I'm laid back. I love Marvel movie. Okay, that's immediately no. Smoke weed, employed, be who you want to be free. Honestly.
Yeah.
Okay, the Marvel. No, I can't do Marvel movies, guys. Another ad.
It's for Ant-Man.
There's John, 25, who has a selfie with Joe Biden that says, LMAO, this idiot.
Nice.
So I can't tell if I'm getting funny vibes or Republican vibes. Okay, his top interest is politics. Hard pass.
John 3:16.
John 3:16 says, LMAO, this idiot.
Let's see him do better.
This is really bleak. I'm just going to start hearting a bunch of people and then we're going to do a voicemail and see what happens. You know, oh my God, I matched with someone. Oh God, this is so stressful. This is like going against everything I believe in. I don't know what that something is, but.
What, celibacy?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm like, it's been so long. I'm kind of comfortable in it. Okay. We are just. I wonder, I want to ask, my first question to all these people is, do you pay for Tinder?
I know homies that do.
I definitely know people that, my friend paid for it. And
there's no judgment. I just didn't know it was a thing, and therefore I am literally shocked.
It's a little judgment.
I don't remember if it was Tinder or Bumble, but she paid for one where you could just see who liked you. So you just look through it, and it would just, you'd pick out. Who it was just a slew of people who already liked you. And I was like,
what? When I hear that sales pitch, I'm kind of in. Like that's a f-ing baller move. I'm not even gonna lie. All right. I've just liked a ton of people. We're gonna hear another voicemail to hopefully get some interesting.
Hey Chris, first of all, I love you, but long story short, I'm a girl with daddy issues. You Same. Just have to know that. I dated this guy. Not only one did he accuse me of cheating on him because I skipped a class to stay home and fold my laundry, but two, he actually got me and my car into an accident when he decided to steal $800 worth of weed from our local drug dealer and never paid me for the repairs on my car and then continued to blame me and never apologized. Yeah, fun times. Hey, love you guys. Bye.
So I'm failing to see a question.
Sounds like a keeper.
I know, honestly, I'm kind of like, what are you doing? Because you sound like fun.
You had asked people to call in with crazy stories, so that was just a little anecdote.
I mean, no, thank you. I was just joking with where's the question because I was literally speechless. I can't imagine having the cojones to approach my local DRUG dealer. Let alone stealing $800 worth of product. That is crazy. That is crazy. Honestly, though, no, I was going to say that that shows that he would do anything for you, but he clearly wouldn't even pay you back for a car that he damaged. So, oh my God, wait.
But he might steal you a new car.
He also stole all of that with her car, meaning he's basically framing her for stealing all of this. Girl, you got to get a restraining order stat. Like, from one person with daddy issues to another, you got to get that sorted out. Oh my God, I'm sort of feeling much better about my celibacy. Granted, it wasn't chosen, but.
Or hook up with the drug dealer. I bet he'd have enough money to pay for your car.
Whoa. Now that's a vibe. I'm like, I thought about that when I was in college of like, would I date a drug dealer? And like, if it wasn't for the fact that one day I could never hear from them again, yeah, like 100%. You know? Or is that just a me thing? Got it. Okay. The silence told me enough. Oh my God. Angel sent me a message. I said, tell me a good joke. Because he said, here to make friends, funny guy. I have so many joke waiting to be told. So slide in the DMs. So I say that. I don't even know how to get out of this. How do I get out? Oh my God. Guys, I don't know how to go back to the DM. It's like stuck in their profile. I don't know how to get there. Oh, okay. This is literally why I don't do dating apps. I don't have any good ones, but God played a cruel one giving me life. Wait, is this Chris? Chris, like the Chris? My name is Chris. Like, ugh. Sorry if you're watching this, Angel. I just... I feel like I'm getting myself nine ways canceled. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, they're typing.
What?
Oh, my God. I just hit, I guess, my headphone, and it played music on level 5 billion, and I thought that I literally just went into a different stratosphere, a different reality, and a different dimension, guys. It was super freaky, girl, and I literally think my brain just, like, cracked in half. This is why I don't do dating apps, guys. Everything goes to shit. Oh,
I thought you said, like, I love you or something.
Oh, my God. No, I literally accidentally hit this and I was like,
or I'm outside.
Oh, my God. That hurts so bad. Oh, God. Wow. All right. Well, we're just going to like a few more people to keep this ball rolling. Oh, I'm out of likes. Oh, which is now prompting me to buy Tinder Plus. I'm going to scream. Oh my God, someone goes, he goes, Clemens?
Oh,
how
no.
Dare you spell my last name wrong? Yeah, everybody always says C-L-E-M-O-N-S. Okay, I just, like, see, I want to be on dating apps to have, like, fun, not to, like...
Meet and greet?
Yeah. I just want to be a normal person. No, but like, what am I supposed to do here? All right. Get red receipts. Let me guess. That'll be $20 a month. This person lives in Washington. Why? Oh my God. They're in Paris from November 29th to December 7th. So I think that passed. So they don't. Oh, they like Tyler, the Creator. All right. What is your fave Tyler the Creator song? Oh my God, I'm getting so many likes, but I don't have Tinder Plus, so I can't see them. And now I'm out of likes. What the f-?
Should we like expense it?
Oh, I don't want to give. I don't want to succumb to this bullshit. Like,
Chris, if you're really trying to find love, if you're really trying to find that special person,
if I were really trying to find love, I wouldn't be doing it on a f-ing podcast.
You'd be on eHarmony.
Yeah, which I guess, like, okay, if eHarmony charges money, then like, I guess I should be fine with it. But I
do not buy it.
What about like a real?
I'm not buying it. Chris, chill.
Would you?
It seems like it's wearing you
Daddy,
down.
Daddy, chill. Daddy, chill.
Chris, would you ever go, like use like a real matchmaker's services?
Oh my God, that would be so fun. Should we do that? See, this is why I want like a reality show, because like I want to just do all of these crazy things, but not have to worry if like the sound is recording. You know, like I think that would be so fun to be like go on a speed dating event and like go bungee jumping. I don't know, but
oh, with a date.
We definitely should bring you a matchmaker though. That's a great idea, Sam.
Maybe we could bring someone on the podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Jake, Justin, and Sam, get the ball rolling.
On it.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
Now, before we carry on with the rest of the episode, I want to thank one of our sponsors today, which is Helix Sleep. If you guys do not know, Helix Sleep is a premium mattress in a box company that takes all of your unique needs and wants in a mattress, and it ships it right to your door. I've been sleeping on Helix mattresses for, I've truly lost count at this point. They just continue to be incredible mattresses. I have as many as I can in this house. I've given one to my sibling. I've given one to my mom. I've given one to friends. I've given one to Jake. Sleep is so important, and I just think everyone should have a solid mattress to sleep on. Now, the Helix lineup includes 14 unique mattresses, including a collection of luxury models, a mattress for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you find out your perfect mattress is by taking the Helix sleep quiz and finding your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes, and your personalized mattress is then shipped straight to your door free of charge. When I took the Helix sleep quiz, I said what mattress size I wanted. I said that I'm a side sleeper. I like a medium firmness. And I got matched with the Midnight Lux, and let me tell you, Midnight has never been so luxe. Now, of course, Helix knows that there's no better way to test out your new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home, which is why they offer a 100-night risk-free trial to try out your new Helix mattress and see how your body adjusts. And if you decide it's not the best fit, you are more than welcome to return it for a full refund, and they will even pick it up for you. On top of all of this, Helix mattresses are American-made and come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on the model. And if you don't want to take my word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It is even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Now, luckily for our Unhinged listeners, Helix is offering up to $350 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners when you go to helixsleep.com/unhinged. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. Once again, that is helixsleep.com/unhinged. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Go to helixsleep.com/unhinged. Now, before we carry on, I want to thank another of today's sponsors, which is Dipsy. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. Discover stories about second chance romances, adventurous vacation flings, and hot and heavy hookups. Radically inclusive, Dipsy has stories for straight and queer listeners, and 56% of stories are voice acted by people of color. You have never heard celebrities like this before. Listen to stories voiced by Serunas J. Jackson, ER Fightmaster, and Luke Cook. Now, new content is released every week, so in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you can always find something new to explore. On top of all of that, they also have soothing sleep stories, wellness sessions, and sexy stories that you can read. Now, for our Unhinged listeners, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/unhinged. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/unhinged. Let Dipsy be your go-to place to spice up your me time, explore your fantasies, relax and unwind, or just heat things up with a partner. dipsystories.com/unhinged. Let's get back to the episode. Okay, so I still have no more likes. I don't want to pay this stupid app. Let's hear another voicemail and hopefully we'll get more action. This is so depressing.
Hello, Chris. My name is Michelle, and you probably don't remember me, but I actually called in like back in November after breaking up with my long-term boyfriend and moving into my own apartment. I am back in the dating game, or the hookup game, I guess you could say.
100%.
And I have been very casually sleeping with this man who is in a band. He's a drummer. He's so hot.
Ooh, but, I love this.
He's kind of playing it too cool, if you know what I mean. I don't know. He's just being very aloof, and I'll be honest, the sex is great. And I guess my question for you is, how do I make him obsessed with me? Yeah. So...
That's him honking outside your window.
Can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Get in the van.
He's like, I'm obsessed with you. Here's the gag. And like, I think people might disagree with me on this. I don't think it's good to have someone who's obsessed with you. Like, obviously you want them to like, you want them to, hold on, how do I want to say this? You want them to think that you are their world, of course. But to have them obsess over you, I don't know. I had a friend who was in a relationship and she, when she didn't feel obsessed over, she was like, it's not working out. And that's just not a healthy way to maintain a relationship, is have, like, I don't know how to explain this, but like, I think it's good that you both are like independent enough where it's like you clearly have your own lives. Like, you're doing your thing. He's honking outside your window. But like, I don't know. Does this make sense?
Oh, there he is.
I was like, wait, where is he? I don't know. I just think, I don't know if having him be obsessed with you is, it, what it sounds like is you want him to be in a, you want to be in a relationship with him and you want to take it more than sex, but you're not sure if he's in that position is the vibe that I'm reading. And I could be totally wrong, but I think it's good not to have someone who's like obsessed with you. Obviously you want them to like you and like love you and respect you and think you're like kiss the ground that your feet walk upon. But I just think when it comes to like actual, whatever, this is getting so fucking stupid. Guys, this is brutal. This is
that like, was good advice.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's solid.
Nobody was responding. And so I'm just like out here with my dick in my hand.
I was trying to find a matchmaker for you, but yeah.
Well, why don't we do that when we're not recording an episode? Maybe that's a smart idea.
I was on it.
Angel said the audacity. I was going to spell it a different way, but then I went online to correct myself. It put that.
Sure.
That doesn't even make sense. LOL. Just because I really don't know how to like joke with people online. I have 12 likes waiting for me. This is torture. Like, fuck you, Tinder.
Haven't they compared the, you know, like the way that the engineers or the way they designed Tinder to be like casino or like gaming, like addictive?
They did.
I feel a lot of apps are like that, but
especially if you can't get the, you can't get more likes yourself, right? You maxed out for probably your daily 24 hour whatever, probably, right?
Maybe. But Angel just said LMAO, it made sense in my head with this GIF.
Not feeling that.
No, I'm not feeling it either. But now he knows who I am, so if I unmatch, I feel like a dick. This is literally why, this has only proved why I don't do dating apps. Like, oh my God, this is so stressful. Not only do I get banned for catfishing, as me, but, well, okay, I will say that me getting catfished, or me getting, like, banned for catfishing as me, turned out to be really great, because it's one of the reasons that I just shot a pilot like a few weeks ago for a dating show. And I mentioned that in my, because one of the prompts that the casting director asked was like, do you date? How are you with dating apps? And I was like, well, that's a funny question because I'm currently banned because they thought I was catfishing as myself. And it got me the gig. So come on, Tinder, you better. Do I respond and say I hate GIFs?
Well, you do you hate GIFs?
I'm indifferent, but...
Say that.
I'm indifferent.
I just reply, I'm indifferent. See, this is what I want to do, is I want to talk the way I would joke with my friends, but then a stranger reading it might be like, oh my God, Chris is actually a bully, screenshot, then I'm canceled, you know?
Right.
Like, I think... what I'm finding out today is that I just want to be like a bank teller, as if I didn't know that. Hold on, I have a package.
By the way, I do have some good matchmakers, guys.
I think that would be cool. That's might be what he.
I think he'll do well with a matchmaker.
Anyways, I don't have a lover, but I did just get a package, and it's sunglasses that I bought myself, and I love them. Yeah, I just... This is making me sad. And I think it's making everybody listening sad because I have two matches. This is so depressing.
I think the person who matched with you, it should be, it's sweet. You both were interested in each other and maybe you didn't match up and that's cool. But hey, I don't think it's a bad thing if people don't match up at the end.
Yeah,
you know?
No.
You know? I'm just saying, it's like Angel, good for you. Like you guys, there was a chance it didn't work out, but hey, at least you tried.
Okay.
I'm just saying you should buy the $20 pet thing so we can find out who liked you. That's I'm just trying
you
to
You are?
I think we should do it.
All right, I will buy 1 month of Tinder Gold. Tinder Gold. I mean app. Oh my god. That was me on the switchboard, y'all. Wicka wicka. Oh my god, am I about to spend $30?
No.
No, because then I'll have to cancel this subscription and I won't know how, and then I'll literally be just on Tinder for life. Although I have 16 people who like me.
What about the $20 one? Wasn't there a $20 one?
Yeah, but that doesn't include seeing who likes me. Like, capitalism is a f***ing joke.
I won't get a coffee this week, and that'll be $29. So there we go.
Where are you getting coffee?
No, I'm just kidding.
Like, Alfred's?
I'm saying this week. I'm just saying.
Oh, for the whole...
I'm rolling the...
So where are you getting coffee?
I will Venmo...
$30 for the week.
I will Venmo you $29, Chris.
No, that's okay. We're going to be okay. I think this episode sucks, though. Which is a pretty accurate representation of my dating life.
The ones we think suck the most are like the best ones, though.
Maybe yeah,
not.
No, but...
Maybe not
no,
this
I,
one.
I know that one, but I don't think this one falls in that category. Hey guys, we are literally back from a mental breakdown mid-episode, and now I look like Stevie Wonder, but we are going to do maybe like one or two more voicemails and then wrap it up. I deleted my Tinder account because like everything else going on in my life, I really felt like a f***ing loser. So Tinder's canceled, and let's hear another voicemail.
Okay, so this is my crazy... dating experience. One time I went on a date with this guy and we were going on a little picnic, and towards the end of the conversation we were talking about how horrible college apartments are managed, and he told me next year he wanted to live under a bridge like a troll and would charge people for rocks whenever they would pass through, and if they wouldn't give him rocks to go under his bridge, he would kill them and make a human skin blanket out of them. Also found out that the salad he brought to the picnic, everything in it, he foraged out of the Trader Joe's parking lot, which I think means he dumpster dived our salad. So that's my craziest dating experience. Yeah.
I was really hook, line, and sinkered until the human skin blankets. I was like, maybe honestly, living under a bridge and charging for rocks is my new gig. Wow, that took a turn, and then four more. That was crazy. Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard anything like that. That's insane. Was the forage salad good at least?
I had a homie who lived in Brooklyn that there was a Whole Foods out there, and they have to throw things away that are like perfectly fine.
I don't know if I would do that with like vegetables though.
Yeah, what if he went to the sample? What if he went to the sample bar and just got a whole bunch of samples? Those are fresh.
What sample bar?
With like Costco. Like
they're giving like not in the dumpster dive. They're like, hey, try this new product, and he's like, take a few of those.
He's like, here's a protein almond salad with chocolate drizzle. That is so wild. Oh my god.
That's nuts.
He sounds quirky.
Yeah, he definitely sounds like a character. I'm trying to think of where, but...
Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah, honestly. Exactly.
Wow. Hey guys, I love you and just wanted to say... Thanks for being you. My story is crazy. I'm throwing it back to high school. I was a junior and I was dating a senior at the time. I broke up with him, and in response to breaking up with him, he decided to not only light my best friend's mailbox on fire, but slash 3 of my 4 tires. Yeah, I got a restraining order. He swears it was never him. Good times. Thank you, guys. Love you. Bye.
The way that you guys say the most trauma-inducing shit so casually.
Like, love you, bye.
I don't even think I've seen someone hit a mailbox, let alone set it on fire. That, do you have footage of him slashing your tires? Like, I mean, obviously, after the mailbox situation, it's like 1 + 1 definitely equals 2.
I feel like it's sweet, though, because he left, I feel like he left one tire just in case they got back together. Here's one to grow on.
Justin, how the f*** are you in a relationship and I'm not?
I don't know.
What the f***?
I must have been like something good in a past life or something.
Oh my God. I know. And clearly I must have been.
Oh no, it's because I lay the pipe. No, I'm kidding.
All right. I need to know that.
Alrighty. And with that, we're going to end the episode.
You're an idiot.
Thank you everybody for tuning in to Unhinged with Chris Clemens. This one was like a little bit extra unhinged because, I mean, for a multitude of reasons, but be sure to rate and review Unhinged with Chris Clemens and subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts. We also post the video episodes on youtube.com/Chris. And thank you, Justin, Sam, and Jake for being here and always giving me the boost I need. I don't deserve y'all, and I love ya. And have a good day to those listening. Bye.